Well, I think there's a balance in that. I think, on the one hand, we need to be careful against, was it Lewis talked about, chronological snobbery. And I remember one time at college being basically told that anything mid-20th century wasn't worth looking at. Not to quote Luther or Calvin in an essay, because they weren't academic enough, which I just find staggering. If you read Calvin, he has an incredible mind and very, these guys knew the languages and so on. On the other hand, I think it's useful to supplement that with at least one more modern commentary, because as you say, there's maybe more things that we know now than we did 500 years ago. And also, even someone like Calvin, although very rigorous in giving the reasons for where he goes with it, can be a little bit, here's the take on it, here's the definitive line. If you read Calvin, he's like that, isn't it? And sometimes, having read a commentary that's laid out the views, you find out that his is a minority report position. So I think it's worth reading. They don't have the fairness in that sense that we would have in our modern scholarship that would be kind of very balanced and neutral.